Terrorism experts say there is no connection between the Somali pirates and terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda. Now, the pirates are simple criminals motivated by money. The concern is that the situation may not stay that way. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston explains.
Al-Qaeda is nothing if not opportunistic. Its leadership watches the news carefully. It tracks how stories play. It adapts its tactics. Counterterrorism experts are worried that Al-Qaeda and its affiliates will be inspired by Somali pirates.
Potentially, piracy is a platform for their activities.
Robert D. Kaplan is a fellow at the nonpartisan Center for a New American Security.
There are already Al-Qaeda affiliates in Somalia. If they can make contact with pirate federations, then Al-Qaeda can use piracy as a form of terrorism.
In recent months, Al-Qaeda has strengthened its ties with a Somali terrorist group called Al-Shabaab. And experts worry that group, through clan ties or family connections, can give Al-Qaeda an opening to the pirates.
We should assume that Al-Qaeda will try to morph in whatever direction possibilities emerge. And when you have remember, Al-Qaeda lives off of weakly governed states in an Islamic cultural setting, and that perfectly describes Somalia.
Right now, most experts say the Somali pirates trolling the waters of the Indian Ocean are criminals motivated by money. And so far, according to Bill Braniff of West Point's Combating Terrorism Center, Al-Qaeda has tried to distance itself from those kinds of operations. They like to see themselves as fighters with a higher calling.
Being too closely associated in a very public way with illicit activity isn't helpful for them. Al-Qaeda has used illegal and criminal activity in the past in order to fund its operations, but it doesn't want to capture headlines with this kind of behavior. Al-Qaeda wants to use that kind of behavior as a means to an end, but the end is political violence and propaganda. It isn't to make money.
The Al-Qaeda leadership was noticeably quiet during the latest standoff between the pirates and U.S. Navy. There were no supportive video messages, no hue and cry about the U.S. infidels attacking fellow Muslims. Bruce Hoffman, a terrorism expert at Georgetown University, says that's because Al-Qaeda is trying to lay low.
In general, these days, Al-Qaeda is remaining very quiet, and I see an overall pattern of them working through local affiliates and associates and not being front and center as they once were.
The concern is if that changes. Again, Robert D. Kaplan.
If these ideologues can make contact and work with pirates, you could have a situation down the road in a few years where you would have pirate attacks that were not just criminally motivated, but ideologically motivated as well.
There's another possibility, that Al-Qaeda finds a way to get a share of the millions of dollars of ransom money that the Somali pirates have been taking. Hoffman says even without that formal relationship with the pirates, Al-Qaeda reaps benefits from all the lawless activity along the Somali coast. The pirates have become a distraction.
You know, the more that's on the new Obama administration's plate in terms of international security challenges, the better for Al-Qaeda, because it means America's attention can't be riveted to Afghanistan and Pakistan, as the president has promised.
Even before the American ship and its captain were seized, the Obama administration had started to focus on terrorism in Somalia. The failed state has become a breeding ground for terrorists. Terrorist experts say it's no accident that if you put a pirate and an Al-Shabaab fighter side by side, they are remarkably similar. Both are young, unemployed, and highly impressionable. The pirates answer to warlords. The jihadists follow ideologues. The difference between them is so slight, experts worry they will start working together. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.